Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In this desolate world where fertile soil has become as precious as gold, it is not the winds that whisper through the dying leaves, but the soil itself that shrieks in silent agony. Each granule is a sad saga, every patch a poignant story of neglect and despair. Our once thriving planet is now choking. The soil, the very skin of the earth, is gasping for breath. Beneath our feet lies a world unknown, a world that suffers in silence, its cries unheard, its pain unnoticed. But listen closely, and you may hear the subtle, disheartening sobs of the ground beneath. It's not just the absence of lush greenery that indicates our soil's lament. The signs are almost invisible nuances, a spectrum of despair hidden in plain sight. The earthworms, once the cavaliers of the underground, are dwindling in numbers, their castings that lace the earth with fertility becoming increasingly rare. Microbial communities, those unseen architects of nutrient cycles, are collapsing, tearing apart the fabric of the soil's bustling metropolis. Chemical pollutants have seeped into the cracks and crevices, poisoning the well of life. The few plants that strive to push through the toxic soil are stunted, their roots contaminated, their gift of oxygen, food, and shelter, now a desperate struggle. The soil's structure is compromised, leaving it compacted and drained of vitality, eroded not just by wind and water, but by the sheer absence of care. We remember the soul tenders and their worthy mission chronicled in The Last Battle for Fertile Soil. We recall their bioengineered seeds designed to spawn life in the dust. But like placing a band-aid over a mortal wound, these seeds cannot germinate hope in the sterility that surrounds us. Their endeavor, once considered a beacon of salvation, now seems fleeting against the backdrop of relentless soil degradation. Even the soil pirates, feared and reviled, have become scant. Their once mighty raids for control of fertile lands dwindling as their treasure turns to dust. The black markets where soil was bartered, like the rarest of jewels, are no more. The currency has crashed, for there is little left that is worth the exchange. The soil's cry is a silent siren for those who dare to listen. A continuous cacophony of signals that we are on a path of irreversible ruin. Heartbreaking stories ensconced within the muddy remnants tell a tale of a world that once gestated life with abundant generosity. The soil's fertility was a storybook for countless organisms, each playing its role in a complex web of existence. And now the pages are blank. If the cries of the soil reach you, let them not fall on deaf ears. The urgency of its message should not be lost amidst the chaos of survival. It's not only a saga of loss and mourning, it's a clarion call for awakening, a desperate plea for the redemption of the earth beneath us. For even in this dystopian landscape, action, though futile it may appear, must define the survivor's spirit. Yet, in its distress, the soil still holds on to secrets, secrets of survival, of eventual rebirth. Somewhere in its muted weeps, there is knowledge to be garnered, a meaning to be deciphered, and a history not to be repeated. If the past whispers of our resilient earth are any indication, it may offer the silent acumen we need to ensure the echoes of tomorrow are not merely the sighs of what once was. But for now, we listen, we learn, and we lament amidst the cries of the soil.